This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. AFP is reporting that the Taliban said Sunday they had captured the key Afghan city of Kunduz. Kunduz is the third provincial capital to fall in the past 3 days, but the most significant Taliban gain since the insurgents launched an offensive in May. The offensive came as foreign forces began the final stages of their withdrawal from the country. That withdrawal is scheduled to be complete by the end of August. A Kunduz resident named Abdul Aziz told AFP that the Taliban have reached the main square of Kunduz. He said aircraft are bombing them. Another resident described the situation as chaos. A lawmaker from the city also told AFP the insurgents were in the city center. He said street-to-street fighting is ongoing. Of the three provincial capitals that have fallen since Friday, Kunduz is by far the most significant. It has been a perennial target for the Taliban, who briefly overran the city in 2015 and again in 2016, but never managed to hold it for long. Sue Bird capped off her unblemished 17-year Olympics run with a record fifth gold medal for women's basketball. She and longtime U.S. teammate Diana Taurasi stand alone with five gold medals. They are the first basketball players ever to accomplish that feat after a 90-75 win over Japan on Sunday at the Tokyo Games. The United States has now won the last seven gold medals for women's basketball, matching the country's men's program for the most ever in a row. And you can keep up with all of our Olympics coverage and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app. This is VOA News. Fueled by strong winds and bone-dry vegetation, California's Dixie Fire has grown to become the largest single wildfire in state history. People in the scenic forest lands of Northern California face a weekend of fear as the blaze threatens to reduce thousands of homes to ashes. But cooler overnight temperatures and higher humidity slowed the spread of the fire. Temperatures dropped 90 degrees Fahrenheit instead of the triple-digit highs recorded earlier in the week. Smoke from the fires blanketed Northern California and Western Nevada. That caused air quality to deteriorate to very unhealthy and, at times, hazardous levels. Deadly fighting erupted Saturday between rival factions and the political party of South Sudan Vice President Riek Machar. The clashes erupted after Machar's rivals declared Wednesday that they had deposed him as the head of the party because he failed to represent their interests. Armed forces led by a rival general in the party launched an attack on Machar's military forces. Machar's spokesman told reporters that Machar's forces fought back, killing two major generals and more than 27 of the opposition fighters. He said Machar's forces lost three men. The fighting could not be independently verified, and there was no immediate response from the opposing forces. The fighting could put pressure on the fragile 2018 power-sharing deal between Machar and his old foe, President Salva Kiir. Machar's allies on Friday dismissed his ouster as a failed coup, insisting he was still in full control of the party. North Korean state media say leader Kim Jong-un has mobilized the military to carry out relief work in areas recently hit by heavy rains amid concerns over an economic crisis and food shortage. An early monsoon season arrived on the Korean peninsula last month. It complicated pandemic-affected everyday life with torrential rains. The weather also inflicted damage in some southern regions. North Korean state TV released footage this week showing submerged houses and destroyed bridges and railroads, saying some 1,170 homes were devastated and 5,000 people evacuated from the affected area. And the U.S. averaged more than 107,000 new COVID-19 cases a day for the first week of August, according to Johns Hopkins University. On Saturday, in June, the U.S. reported just more than 10,000 new cases, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.